You're on Daf, Nun Beis, Amid Beis. We had learned about Ksubis Benendichin. The purpose of this Ksubis Benendichin is that the sons of a person has more than one wife, so the sons of each wife should yashin the Nadin, that her father was machnes into the bayis, and the other chelke yaksube, and this will give her father an incentive to give an adin, knowing that even though his wife could die first, if his wife doesn't die first, so then zicha he knows that it will remain, that the Yerusha will go over to his eniklach. But afilo, his wife will die first, he knows eventually the Nadin will come back to his Einiklach, and that gives him an incentive to give a Nadin. So the Gemara asks, Ve'eme, by the small Aleph of the Bach, the same line, it's around 8 lines from the bottom, Ve'eme, heichad the kos of Av, if the father gave a Nadin, Lichtav Baal, then let the Baal write Ksubis Benin Dichin. That means the whole purpose of the Ksubis Benin Dichin was to give her father an incentive to give Anad. Now, and also, and since he's giving, he would also want that the Ksube that she would have gotten if the husband would have died first or given her a get should also go over to the Einiklach. So that is Dafke, when there is a Nadin, so then in order to give the father an incentive, we say that he has to be maskim that the Ksuba he would have given her had she not died first also goes to her children. So if the father, her father wrote a Nadin, Lichtav Baal, then let the Baal, he writes a ksubis b'nin dichin, that the ksubis mone or mosayim, whatever he's mechayv himself to her, will also go to her children after she dies. And he dies. Beheiched the loy kosovo, but if the father bechlal didn't give anadin, loy lichtayv baal, so then the baal, there should not be a locha of ksubis b'nin dichin for the mone or mosayim alone. So the Gemara says, Loi plug rabbonon. What does Rashi say? Eiched de kosaval. So Rashi says as follows. Kiven de taime. The whole reason is, Mishum she yikpoits of loseis nedunya lebitei hui. The whole reason they were masakin this ksubis benin dichin is only to give an incentive to her father to give a Nadin, is eiched the cause of av nedunya lebitoi, nichtav baal t'nai ksubis b'din dichin. Then let him write t'nai ksubis b'din dichin. But the eiched the loy cause of av nedunya lebitoi, le nichtav baal t'nai ksubis b'din dichin, because there's no reason for it. So then let there be a posha to Yerusha, an equal Yerusha of all the Bonim. So the Gemara answers, Loi plug rabbonon. Loi chilku ben ksube l'ksube. They didn't know what to differentiate. One ksube, there's a tnai of ksubes p'nin dichin. The other ksube, there's no tnai. Now Rashi adds a few words, and we'll come back to this later. Achrei sheroi ksubis yesh bem nedunye. Most ksubis do have an adn. So therefore, on most ksubis, there's a legitimate reason to write a tnai ksuba of ksubis nindichim. So afilu will have a ksuba that there was no nadin. They did not want to differentiate the miut from the roi. So wanted all ksubis should have the same nusach. There should be a din ksubis b'din dichin, even though there's no nadin and there's no need to make this tnai, but he didn't want to differentiate. Zok the Gemara weiter. Bas bein habonim. What is if you have a bas? That means it wasn't ksubas benin dichen. That means that he had from this wife a daughter. Nami tiris, let her also yarshen ksubas benin dichen. Let us see what Rashi says. Bas bein habonim tiris, kiven de taime mishim ne dunyu, the whole reason of this ksubas benin dichen is that her father should want to give an adn. Heiched de ein loy bonim mimeno elo yesh loy bas minisha. So what if they didn't have sons? They had a daughter. Yesh lo bas minisha achas, ubonim minacheres. Titel bas hayechide ksubes imo, lirish nedunye shenosna vi imo, that she should yarshen the nadin that her grandfather gave. Maishna de tikin bnindichen. Why were they misaken dafke the sons yarshen the ksube, which is roi for the mother to have gotten? Why don't the daughters yarshen? So the Gemara answers, Kenachlo shavyu rabonam. So Rashi says, Kenachlo shavyu rabonam, the yirsun tnan. That means the nusach of ksubes benin dichen is that they are yarshening from the father. Who's the meirish now? The meirish is now the father. The mother died before. The father yarshened the mother. Now the father's being meirish. The yirsun tnan, and the tnai ksuba was that they should yarshen al koponim the chelik that their father yarshen from their mother. So since the ksubas dinichin was made in an oifen that they're yarshening a certain amount, ve'in bas yereshes bein abonim. So if there's only sons, and there from this wife there's a daughter, and we're speaking about yerushes ha'ov, a bas does not yarshen bein abonim. So therefore, lemaise, that was the takonet, that they're going to yarshen a greater chelik. The father's going to be meirish to them what he yarshen from their mother. So if they're yarshening from the father, it's begidre yerushe, so a bas is not yerush bein abonim. That's where it's dafke benin dichen di yamin lechim inoi. So the Gemara says, Bas bein habonis tiris, fine. But what if from the other wives, there's also only daughters? So then, in Hilchis Yerusha, so she could yarshin. So just like we say by bonim, that the bonim yarshin from their father the ksuba of their mother, even though it's a larger chelik than the other bonim are getting, so let Abbas bein habonis yarshin the chelik ksuba of their mother. And this kasha the Gemara answers, loy plug rabonam. And what does Rashi say, loy plug rabonam? Bemishpat ksubes benindichin. In Hilchis Ksubas Benin Dichin, to differentiate the Bas Bein Abonim Loi Tishkel. Ubas Bein Abonis Tishkel, that means in the Halacha of Ksubas Benin Dichin, so we'll make a difference. This Bas will Yarshin, this Bas won't Yarshin. They didn't want to differentiate. Meher Ashtikol Ha'ore, and this Kasha, the Gemara says Loi Plug, and Rashi doesn't answer because most cases it's Abbas bein Abonim, because it's not true. So here Rashi says a plain loy plug. They didn't want to differentiate in Ksubis Pnin Dichim. They didn't want to differentiate this time a bas will yash, this time a bas won't yash. So they said loy plug. So since there's one case where she can't yash, said all cases she can't yash. But loy plug didn't want to differentiate. And before, when the Gemara asked Akashim, in the case where the father didn't give a nadin, we should bechlal not write Ksubis Pnin Dichim, because there's no need for it. So there, and the Gemara says, loy plug. So there Rashi says, alom this. Since most ksubis, the father does give an adn, loy chilku. So why did Rashi change the taitch of loy plug? Here Rashi says, stamazeh loy plug. It could be because there's a tremendous difference. That means if the whole takona was tiyarshin, the nadin of the father, that was the whole purpose of the takona. She can't say loy plug. There's no difference if there is a nadin, if there's not a nadin. There's a big difference. It's a tremendous difference. If there's a nadin, they made the whole takona because of the nadin. So if the nadin, there's a takona. If there's no nadin, there's no takona. Pasish can loy plug. And that Rashi said, but there's a different problem. Since roiv ksubis have a nadin, so they couldn't differentiate a miyut ksubis and roiv ksubis. That's why Rashi mentioned miyut and roiv. But over here, there's a posha to loy plug, that abas bein abonis, that there will be ksubis b'nin dichim, aksas, but it's both ksubis b'nin dichim, they're both the same. This one yes, this one not. That is, here's a posha to loy plug. So that's why Rashi didn't have to give any explanations. Maybe. Let's go a little further. Frag de Gemore, v'tigvi mimetaltali. Now, what is, if the father left over, he didn't leave over kakois, he left over metaltalim, so let them be goive from the metaltalim, the ksubis pnindichin. And we had before, the whole aloch of ksubis pnindichin only applies by kalka, not by metaltalim. So why is it that way? So the Gemara says, kiksube shavyu rabbonim. But since this is a tanai ksube, that means we're saying like this, it's a gather of Yerusha, but it's not Yerusha. It's a tanai ksube. So a tanai ksube, so be'emesin, this is a gvia from the yesoimim al tanai ksube. So you never mon metaltalim from a tanai ksube. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "V'tigvi mimetaltalim, kiven the taime mishum nedunyes avi ha'emu." The whole reason they made the takone is we wanted that the nedunya of the grandfather should go to his grandchildren. Aloma omrina la'el kishem shein abonim yoshim el mikarke v'kinu b'ksubes din nichen. Why should it be dafke karke? The ikir is what the investment he gave when he married off his daughter. That should go to his grandchildren. The chile karke metaltalim. So the Gemara answers, kiksubi shavyu rabbonon umetaltli diyasmi loy mishtabdi lishtor lemay. So this is not a true Yerusha. They gave it gidre Yerusha, but it's not, you don't yarshin from the father, the ksuba to the yashin from the mother, lemaisa, it's a tnai ksuba. So since it's a tnai ksuba, so it's really a choiv. Metalti de yasmi, loy mishtabdi lishtore. So the Gemara asks, it's a ksuba, v'titreif mebishabdi. So let's say, if it's a choiv, that they're being goive from the nichsei ha'ov, so titroif mimishabdi, so let's say the father sold the karkois bechayo, let them mon from the lekuches, just like you can mon a ksube from lekuches, you tell me it's keksube shavyu rabbonim, let them mon from the lekuches. So the Gemara answers, yarsun tnan, the nusach of the Ksubis Pdin Dichin is Yarsun. It has Gidre Yerusha. So you only yarshin what the father left over when he died. The karkois he sold b'chayov, you don't yarshin. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, titrech me mishav de ikik suvi shavuyu ulakama pligi bo bereish perik afalpi, if you do mon from a mishabodim and that's a machlaikis, yarsant nan vein yerushe be mishabodim. You don't yarshin what the father sold b'chayev. Vreg de gemore weiter ve eimer afal gav de leke moisor dinner. So now the Gemara says the whole aloche of Ksubis Bnin Dichrin is that each set of children yarshins the Ksube that their mother would have gotten. That is Davke if we have one dinner left over after the Yerushas HaKsubis, and this dinner is divided equally between all the Yorshim. But if there's no Moiser dinner, that means there's just enough Nechosim to divide the Ksubis of each mother to the different children. And there's not more than that, there's no din of Ksubis Bnei Dichrin. So the Gemara asks, why is it that way? Veima afal gav deleka moiser dinner. So the Gemara answers, bemokim dekoma akre nachlo di eiraise loitekinu rabbonam. That if this whole takone of Ksubis Bnei Dichrin creates an akire of nachlo di eiraise, that means nachla di reise is you have equal chalokim. Each son takes an equal chalik. And here we're making a yerusha with unequal chalokim. Each one yarshins the ksuba of his mother, which are unequal chalokim. So they only made this nachla de rabbonon if al kolponim there will be one dinner which will be able to be Mekayim Yerusha D'Yeraisa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, V'ayma afogav deleke moisa dinner yeser al shtei haksubis, yitlu ksubis imom. You don't have an extra dinner. Let them take ksubis imom. Kidin ksubis dinichin. Why do you need a moisa dinner? Alomas nan bepechvishayanosui ain't sham elosh take subis. If in the Yerusha there's only enough money to divide equally the ksubis, that from each mother they'll get ksubis imam and that's it. Chilkin bishav, then we don't make pechlal the whole takone. Why do we need this inyan of moiser dinner? So the Gemara answers, Mokem de mi akra nachla di reise. If you'll be oiker nachla di reise mishum nachla de rabbonon, if the whole nachla di reise will be neka because of the nachla de rabbonon, loitikin rabbonon nachla di tu, they did not make their nachla, laker nachlas chaluke shove legamri shiminatere. That means if their takone, their nachle, is oike legambli nachle shove shahumina toire, they would never do such a thing. Hilkach ki ike moiso dinner, sheyechal kuhu bishove benachle, if there's one dinner, and this dinner, we can be mekayim with this dinner, achaluke shove, that all sons will get an equal chelik in this dinner. Shiachaku b'shove b'nachle d'yereise. Yitu eiluksu b'simum, eiluksu b'simum. Mishum nachle d'rabonam. Bi'i loy, loy. Now that's the end of the sugya. I have a shtickel problem here, not understanding. We had mentioned yesterday, the Gemara had asked Akasha, how could Chazal be misakin, Ksubis Bnin Dichrin, that his grandchildren from his daughter will get a chelik of his Yerusha, it's an akira of Yerusha de Eraisa. So the Gemara answered that, no, there's a posik, one should do such a thing. So we had mentioned the Bichas Avrom asked, I mean, this is a very modern akira, that some kash is very modern. I mean, the lemais, it's not an akira. If he gives a matone bechayov to his daughter, so it's really not an akira, but it's a psaza gram akira. And the Gemara asks a kasha, how can they do such a thing? And the Gemara answers, there's a makir, that's also a deraisa, there's a posik. Fine. So we had mentioned that he asks, but why didn't the Gemara ask a better kasha? Not with a grom. This alone is an akira of nachla deraisa. Nachla deraisa is each child should yarshin equally, and you're making this one yarshin so much, this yarshin so much. This is also an akira of a nachla deraisa. So on that kasha, he answered, that didn't bother the Gemara. The Gemara didn't hold this for an akira because la locha we paskal it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike holds me iker adin, you could make such a nachla min atoire that the halokim do not have to be equal. You can give more to one, ribo lechot, the beit lechot. So that's why the Gemara did not worry about this problem. This is not called an akira. The only worry the Gemara had was, but the boss is taking away from the bonim. That's what we learned yesterday. Now, I don't understand. When we come to this Gemara, all of a sudden, we are very worried about an achle shoveh. You have to have at least a dinner. If there's no dinner that we divide equally, so then we don't make this. And Rashi says, because we're oiker nachle di reise mishem nachle de rabbono. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, lemaise, it wasn't that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. He didn't say a losh in Yerusha. So, I don't know, Klo, but al kaponim here, the Gemara does make an asik. Now, I just would like to say my ignorance. I'm just thinking out loud. I really haven't the faintest idea what happens. By Nachla di Yeraise, let's say a father, Reuven, Yaakov died and left over two sons, Reuven and Shimon. And both of them are yours. Shimon left over two fields. So Reuven takes one field and Shimon takes the other field. Two equal fields, Shalom al Yisrael. Now, the Gemara says, there's a machlokes if you hold yesh breire or ein breire. If you hold ein breire, yesh breire means that I assume that the field that Reuven took, that was the field that was destined to him that he should yashin from his father. So this field, field A, belongs to Reuven. Field B belongs to Shimon. So then finished. So Reuven keeps that field and Shimon keeps that field. What if I hold ein breire? So ein breire means that the chalukah they make does not necessarily prove that Reuven was destined to yarshin this chalik and Shimon was destined to yarshin the other chalik. It could be Reuven is taking now Shimon's chalik and Shimon is taking Reuven's chalik. Pyod ein breire. So the Gemara says, so that's right. So what happens? So when Yovel comes, they switch. So every Yovel, they switch back. They switch back every Yovel. Because it's not a Yerush, it's a Chalukim. So I'm just wondering, I really don't know, I'm not too bakant in this Indian, but what happens with this Ksubis Benindichen over here? What happens by Yovel? That means, let's say that the father, I really don't know what happened over here. Let's say the father gave a Karke for the Nadin, which is, the Rambam says, by Matone, there's also din of Chazore B'Yoyvel. That's what the Rambam paskins. So the father gave a Matone. Now his daughter died. So it only belonged to the Rambam says, Matone is Chayze B'Yoyvel. Yerush is Habal is not Chayze B'Yoyvel. Now, so I really don't know what happens now that when he gave a Matone a Karke, now she died, and now the father, now the husband died, And now we start dividing up the he gets a big chalik, he gets a small chalik, and because of Ksubis Pnin Nichen. So I'm just thinking out loud, I'm just wondering what happens in Yovel, what happens over there. By Yovel, to give them the big chalik, Zichah doesn't have any pshat, to give back to her father the chalik, to her brothers. I really don't know exactly what happens I'm all for tumult. How would work by Yovel? Okay, let's see Taisvis. Now we'll go further in the Gemara. V'tigve mimetaltali. The Gemara asked, "Let her be goive. Let them be goive mimetaltali. Kiksuve shaviyur rabona." So Taisvis says, "V'hashte shetiknu agoinim." Sheksu begoive mimetaltli. This is Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara metaltli the Yasmi loy mishtabdi. She can't mon a ksuber from the Yerushim. So tnai ksuber kiksuber. So the all the tnai ksuber also cannot be nigve from metaltli. But Taisva says, but now we have a takonis agoinim, things change. Sheksu begoive mimetaltli. Is ksubes benindichen nami govyim imetalpli. Dok ksubes av yurabon. The only reason you're not goyve from metalplim because they gave it hil ilamaisa. It is a ksube with kidra yerusha. But if ksube you goyve from metalplim, now you also be goyve from metalplim. Agav uche from Taisvis, it would seem that bisman hazeh, there's also din of ksubis din dechim, because Taisa says after the takonas agoinim, the things will be changed. The Rosh brings down a lot of goinim said bechlal the whole musig of ksubis din dechim became bottle bisman hazeh. One of the reasons is that all the rishonim say a very interesting reason. The whole reason was that they were afraid that the father won't give to his daughter enough to marry her off. Nowadays he gives more to the daughters than to the bonim. If I count, it's a shrek, they say. So we should make now ksubis b'nin dichim to give him a bigger incentive. So the Rosh brings down a lot of rishonim that hold that bisman hazeh bechlal, there's no takona bechlal of ksubas bendichim, it's bottled. They bring down from the tkufas hagoinim, that they never paskin this halach of ksubas bendichim. From Taisvis, and then there's another svara they bring down, after the chemda ben gershim, so we don't have two wives anymore, so it's also, not shriach, the whole takona of ksubas bendichim. He could have had a wife and then she died and then he married her. But I mean, that's the second wife, but Al Kaponim, would be by one wife, not by the first wife, like this. So, someone also says that that's a sfora that bismanas that we're not dank subis nindichin, but Taisvis seems to hold that it is a halacha that's noig bismaneinu, and fakel, since it's a takonis agoinim, that we mon from metaltum, so mon from metaltum also. Titrav mimishabdi. The Gemara says, let be goyve from mimishabdi. Yausun tnam. Af al pi sheyoda gam hamakshe di yausun tnam. And that gufa was pshat in the kasha. He knew it says yausun. There's a machloikis. If it's yausun tnam or not yausun tnam. So he's asking if it's yausun. So why is it that way? He didn't answer the question. But he really means answer the chachamim loyrotzu losislam elo din yerusha kiven demikoyach yerusha kosi. Since this whole schus comes about because of the Yerusha's habal from his wife, so they wanted to give it a din Yerusha. I mean, he didn't answer the question. This is the teretz of the question. The question was, why did they say Yalson? Because since it's coming from Yerusha, kivud mikoyach Yerusha, because he said they wanted that this should be an extension of the Yerusha's ha'aim. That means the father Yarshand the mother, and then the bonum will yashna. That's why they gave it a din of Yerusha. We didn't explain the answer. Yasant nan, gabi bas ben a bonum boi vishnui boho lishna di yasant nan, afila mandiyama yisvunt nan, and according to that mandiyama, you could man from lakuchis, moidil gabi hochi, kenachle shavu yirabonik, mucha bi yashnoichlam, that means there's a machlokes lemais if you do man for mishabodim. One man the yomah holds if he says yisvun, you do man for mishabodim. That's why they said yalsant man is not a teretz. He goofed the kasha. Why is the nusach yalsant? But al kaponim, but bas bein abonim, that's less man the polig. I feel whatever it says in the ksube, a bas does not get a ksubes penindichim. Now let us see the Gemara further. Now we're going to have a very interesting Maisa, which is a little difficult to understand completely. Rav Pope Iyasek Le Librei Be Abe Suro. Rav Pope went to marry off his daughter, and the Shver that he married off his daughter to, his son, Rav Pope went to marry off his son, Bei Abe Suro, that his son was going to marry Abe Suro's daughter. Now, Rashi says as follows, Bei Abe Suro, Chomofoyo, that Abe Suro was his father-in-law also. Vehisi Rapope Livnoi Achois Ishtoi. Now, he wanted to marry off, it seems he was very happy with the Shver, and he wanted his son to also get a wife like his wife. So he married off for his son a daughter of Abba Saroy, which was the sister of his wife. Now we have to understand, in order we should have any problems, his wife was not his son's mother. That's what Rashi says, was Achis Ishtoi. That's what Rashi says also over here. His wife, he had a few wives. He had another wife that gave birth to the son. Fine. And then that was wife Aleph. Wife Beis was Abba Saro's daughter. And she had a sister. And he wanted his son to marry his wife's sister, which is Achois Eishes Ovid, which is nothing to him. So Memele, so that's why he wanted to marry her off. Kedamrinin ba'ilu naris. Now Rashi just wants to prove to you that his shver was Abba Saro. Omro li bas Abba Saro ki nama kushi bechinchi. That his wife told him this. That's how it feels the Hashoras Psulim. Ubesanhedrin ami emrinin ishe shtei noshim shei matilun kisechot kigen rapope ubas Abba Saro. He did not have any shlita over her money. Bekitzer, Rav Pope married Abba Saro's daughter, and he wanted to marry off another daughter of Abba Saroi to his son. So now, we came down to business, that he went to Abba Saro to Shver Leben. We have to write a ksube for the son. And they wanted the Shver should give a good nadin for his son. I mean, he had his son in it. Shama Yehuda Bar Mareima. Yehuda Bar Mareima heard that he's going. Nofak he went out. Also is Chazilei. It seems that. I don't know exactly. It seems he wanted to walk with them like this. So a pop is going alone. To Abba Saro, could be was another place, another town. So Bekitza, Yehuda Bar Mareima went out, he heard that he's going, he should go alone, Rav Pope, so he escorted him. Kimoto Lepischa, when they came to the Pesach of Abba Saro's house, have a komifta minay. Then he said, no, we had a good trip, I enjoyed the Divrei Torah, learning, but I couldn't talk now, the business, you take care of yourself, and nothing to do with you. Go in. Omalei neil marbadoi. No. Don't leave me here. Come in now. It'll be very good. You come in and Adam Choshev is here and we talk about money and you're here. It'll be very mesugal. Don't leave me. You stay. Let's see what Rashi says. Kimoto le pische, ozil rapope, le beis avianar, lichtek suboso, to write the ksube. Shamiv soikovia. The father of the soul is gonna write how much he's giving, he's gonna place how much he's giving for the naden. Viyichto lobin the niyosa mashi yichto. So we have to find out exactly how much he's going to give. Kimoto le pische dabasaro, when they came to the entrance of the house, have a miftimine Yehuda notal reshus merapopa larsel achayrev. I want to leave now. I don't want to be inside when we talk about, how much he's going to give. Omalei neyel mar bahadoi. Come in, chozye de loy have nechalei. So he saw, rapopa saw, he doesn't want to come in. So it seems he was very uncomfortable about coming in, and we're going to speak about a naden now, and, Omalei, my daitach, what's bothering you? Mishum da omalei shmuel rab Yehuda shinene leitehevi baburi yachsante, that shmuel told rab Yehuda, you know, whenever they're making a tzavo and they're being maver nachle, you should never take any part in this. Afilu mi bro bisha le bro tova, afilu one son is a rosha, the other son is a tzaddik. You shouldn't have any part in avoras nachla. De lo yediya maizare de nofik mine, who knows? Now he's a rosha, could be he'll have a child, a tzaddik. Me mishsechnesh, the rabbeinu shalom made a nachla of shovim, and so, I don't want you to have, you shouldn't have any shaykhis with Esek of Havoris Nachla. V'choshkein mi bro le brat. So you're thinking, Samadach afilo mi bro brisha le bro tov. The Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, you stay away from it. So here, but if we're going to get money from him, so we're taking away money from the sons, and we're giving it to the daughter. Hainami takanta de rabbonani. I mean, this is a legitimate, thing. It's a takanta de rabbona. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. We learned yesterday, Fakel, that there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Khunoshim, Vesbunaisechim Tnula Noshim, Fakel, a father has to be Mishtadl to marry off a daughter, and he does this by giving a nod. This is legitimate. This is, Omalei, so we're not doing anything wrong, so come in. So he says, Hani mili midaita. If he wants to give, gizunta hate. Balasuye nami, but to force him to give, I don't know where it says you're allowed to force him. It says, so, Omalei, Ota, Mika, Minoloch, Da'il, Va'ashi, did I tell you should come in and force him? Ovalei, Sashi, come in. I didn't tell you should force him to give an Adam. I'm just telling you, just come in. Omalei, Maloi, Didi, Haini, Asi. What are you talking about? I'll walk in already. So, Ashtelzach, as I, you're an Aiden by him, you'll ask him for so much. With you, he's Bohemish, as I, but with me, if I'm standing there, he can't make any dreidlach. So he's gonna give more money to the Naden because of me. That, you know, there's no member of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, I'm not going in. But Rav Papa was persistent. Ach v'yei. He forced him. No. You come in. Come in. It's a very interesting mice over here, but it seems, Yehuda Bamareme did not want in any way to have any influence on Abu Siro. Is Ishtik the Yosef. So he kept quiet. He's sitting there, he doesn't open up his mouth. He's not gonna say one word. He's gonna encourage him how much he's not opening up his mouth. Now this had a boomerang effect. Sova ihu milsech rosach. So he thought he's angry at him. Whatever he wanted to give, and he doesn't say, he doesn't give a smile, he doesn't does a mazel tov, that's nice, that's good. He's standing there like a statue. And he doesn't say a word. So Abba Saro felt that he's angry at him, that he's not giving enough. Kosve l'chol my da'abalei. So finished, he gave all his money away. All his money he gave for the Navn. And still, Yehuda Bamarim is sitting there with an angry face, and he's not talking. And I'm still not talking to me. What's willst du? Chayed dema loishavik midi ladavshoy. I didn't leave over a penny for myself. I gave everything away. What's willst du for me? What should I do now? What do you want from me? Omalei, so he told him, he me noididi. He says, if you would ask me, I would never be tefidin what you gave. I don't know what the cost was. I mean, even from before, if you would have asked me, I would have told you my opinion. You don't give so much for nothing. You didn't ask me. And I wasn't angry at you. Omalei, so he told him, I made a mistake. I was under the impression that you're angry at me and not giving enough. But now I hear that it's a different story. I'll have charote. That you should have charote. That I never said. She shouldn't have charote. So the Davoini don't understand also what's flying here. L'chayim Pshat is like this. The holy Schaivis was created because of a misunderstanding. It's mamish a misunderstanding. He would never have given so much. He sees he's standing there and he's angry at him. So discovered that Torah and he was another Godel. I mean, so he didn't. So I don't understand what's called hadrana. Your chayzer, and I have another problem. We had a Tosfos. I really don't understand this. We had a Tosfos Daf Nun Amud Beis. Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara that the Gemara says, Mikem Midi Chmona Mabro Lira is Tosfos to Maschul Amai. Mikem Midi, argument the Gemara before on the Nun Beis Amud Beis. Mikem Midi the Chmona Mabro Lira is Brata Loitiris Umesakni Rabbonan. So Gemara says, there's a pasuk. We learn out from Yirmiyah. Umasik ad kamo mashme ad kame shoru rabbonon. The question is, till how much was the rabbonon matter? Afagav the domi lavuri achsante ad iser nechosim. So Taisus loim shatn the Gemara. If Akel Taisus brings down the Rachshite, that more than a tenth you're not allowed to give. So I don't understand the whole story over here. He was under the impression that Yehuda Bamareima wants him to give more and more and more. He gave all his money, and this is halachically not permissible. It's Avuri Yachsante. And now all of a sudden tells him, and it was a mistake, and it's Avuri Yachsante. And he thought, I didn't tell you Shef Charote. I didn't find someone to speak about this, but it's very unclear, this Maise. Let us see Rashi. Chozer apobd lenechele liyehude lemeyo. He didn't want to come in. V'choshkein mi bro lebrato. V'hochi aiburi achsantahu. So it's Abu Yassant, it's a case of Lebito in Masheroi Lahirish Labonov. The Omar Rabbi Yechanin Lael, so the Gemara said, Sheikbait Odom, Vyitain Lebito, Vyalaflo, Kibnoi Vyalaflo Mikro. Lasuye Nami, Bitmiye. I'm asking you to force. So the Gemara answered, Maloi didi hainu isu. Knisosi imoch. That, what I'll go together with you, zel isi. Sheyar belipsoik bishvil kvoidi. It'll be my belipsoik because of my kvoidi. Achvei rapope le Yehude bedvorim vo. Sova iu abesoro, haide shosik Yehude mirsach rosach. He's angry. Shein anedunya higenes beinok. Imi noi didi inotos mimeni eitzem. Fine. Now, let us see Let us see Tosfos. Hashte nama ahadabi. So he told Rabbi Yehuda that he wants to have chalotah. In fact, Tosfos, it's too late. Apol gav dehein hein dvorim haniknim ba'mire. Ha'neheched da'omdu v'kitchu. That means if right away, after that they made up, they made the Kedushin right away, so we say there's a Gemira Stas, and whatever they had made up, even though there was no Maisa Kinyan, it's Chal. V'hochek sherot salach, so adayin loy kitshu. He wanted Chalotah before the Kedushin, so the Maisa was only a Dibur without any halachic ischaivis. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, inami oche kva kitchu koidem lochem. The Kedushin was before ready. Va'acha kach kosav, and later they went to write the ksube with the nadin. Lemrinin heine in dvorm aniknem ba'mire erlok she kitchu acha kach. That means, like I said before, the whole din that the kinyan is chal, and you can't be choyze, is davke if the Kedushin is right after the dvorim. But if they're married already, so then... I also don't understand a little bit this Tosfos, like the Gemara says that it seems there's a shayla of avuri yachsante. So the Gemara says, but you have to marry off your daughters, and there's a mitzvah to marry off the daughters, that's why you give a nadin. L'chayre, you have to know, here there was Kedushin already, so she's married, He told them, you don't want to, there's a mitzvah. She's married every day. Unless she'll say that he only married in the beginning because he was a reyes anoylad. So that's why there's still a mitzvah. That means, okay. So memela, so that is not such a problem. Boy minei Rav Yemer Sove me Rav Nachman. Mocho ksuboso lebailo. Yesh lo ksubis b'din dichin, oy ein lo ksubis b'din dichin. Now let us see Rashi. Oy ein lo. Now let's first figure out what's the story. The story is, as follows, that the ksube, there's a ksube, that if, before the mechire, if he'll give her a get, so she gets everything, the money, masayin, the nadin, everything she gets. If she dies, so then, the ksubes p'nindichen is that everything that you were supposed to get, if he would have died, or if he would have given her a get, so Lamaise, he yarshened it from her. So now this goes to her children, to her bonin. So now, the Gemara tells her Shaila, what happens if she sold him the ksube b'tayves hano? So what does that mean? So that means that if he would have given her a get, she would have never gotten it side by side. If he would have given her a get, he would have been potter to give her a ksube, because he bought it off of her, but Tevis Hanoh, that was the whole Tevis Hanoh. The Tevis Hanoh is that, on that sad, that if I'll give you a get, or thus I don't have to give you a ksube. So, mi amrina, kiven de mocho lebailo, she sold the ksube to her husband. Pokalo toiras yerushas ovio mila hoirish nedunya shaloi livnei vitai. That means that like this, if she wouldn't have sold it, so it comes out her husband yarshined from her yerushas ovio. Her husband got Yerushas Aviyah, and the Ksubis Pnindichen is that Yerushas Aviyah, the Nifsei Aviyah, so he's Meirish now, when he dies, to her sons. But if she sold it, kim de mocha le baila, poka la teiris yevushis obiya mila hoiresh nidunye shaloi, livnei vitoi, sharei mochosa. Now she sold it to him. That means it is the husband's, not because he yarshened it. It is the husband's because he bought off the whole ksub already. Shei mochoso. Ve'ein kol ha-yerushe bo me'achsho. That means, so he bought, let's talk about the nadin. So the nadin, he bought off. That means he never has to give her a nadin. Ve'ein kol ha-yerushe bo me'achsho. Elo mikoyach habal. So that means this is his karke. This is not pshat like this. We look at it that he would have to give him back the karke. The only reason he can keep the karke is because he yarshened it. So he yarshened the nadin of her father, which is given through her father. So he has to give it to her father's grandchildren. But over here, it's not pshat that he yarshened the nadin. He bought it off. He bought it off b'chayel. Ve'ein kol ha-yerusha bo me'achshov, elo mikoyach habal. V'yechalku kol bonov b'shove, b'nei beiz noshov. That was the shaila. So the shaila was, if she sold the ksube l'baylo, is yesh lo ksubes p'din diche, ein lo ksubes p'din diche. Omar lei Rove. So Rove asked, v'tiboi loch moicheles. Why do you clear a shaila by moicheles? Clear by moicheles. Now, this is a shvere gemore. So Rashi says as follows, v'tiboi lecho moicheles, shehu dover motzui min hamecha. It's, first of all, it's a more shchiach de kezach. Usually, more women are moichel de ksube than sell de ksube. Fine. Ve'i mishum de loimota hanoli yodo. So now, the Gemara wanted to say as follows. Maybe you'll tell me as follows. You'll tell me that you asked the shaila by Meicheres with a cheshbon. What's the cheshbon? When she sold him the ksube, good that she sold him a cheap price, Toibis Hano, it's a sofik, whatever you have to buy, but he paid her for the ksube. So he paid her for the ksube, so it's ke'ilu pshat is that the ksube was paid up b'chayah. That means she got already paid for the ksube. So then it is a svore pshute that is nothing ksubes p'nin dichin. That means if the ksube was nifra b'chayah, so who had the your mother got paid for the ksuba already. She got a cheap price. Good, because it's a sofik tevis hano. But al koponim, that's why you cleared the shaila by mecha. By matone. She never got paid for it. She just was moichel the ksuba. So that's why here you don't clear the shaila. So he says, no, that's not a factor. Mikomokim pokos chusa bechayah. What's the difference if she got paid, if she didn't get paid? Lemaise, her schus to the ksube, lemaise, was nifka as soon as she was meichel him. So lemaise, he's being meirish now, not, so this became his already. The ksube became his. He paid, he didn't pay for it, and so now there's a suffix, if there's anything of ksubas benin dichen, that her son should yashin, because Bemis, and this is not any more than not getting her father's nechosim. They're getting their father's nechosim. And if it's their father's nechosim, so the old children are equal. So we're up to Akasha. So why did you only clear by Mechira? Why didn't you clear by Mechila and paying car is not a factor, and therefore you should clear by Mechila because Mechila is more motzi. That means if you hold paying as a factor, so I understand. So, but it's not a factor. So Mamela is a clear by Mechila. Omalei, no, he says, no, I'm clearing a fulu by Mechila. Mechila, I'm also clearing, but my ikashal is by Mechila. Why? Omalei, hashte mecheres komi boili, the af al gav de ika lemeima zuzi on sua, the amine kiman de kamochulo meyo uchli bo uchlo, mecheles mi boi. Zogt Rashi. So Rashi says, Hashte mecheres mi boili kloima. No, not the way. Zovil wanted to correct him. He says, I the only way I understand that you mentioned mecheres, which is not so shchiach, because you held that here there's a sfore, there should not be ksubis pnindichin, because he paid her. He says, that's no sfore whatsoever. That was Rovis Kashis. He says, no, not the paying is by me the shaila. It's the other way around. The fakert, since she had to get paid, that's the shaila by me. Hashtem meicheres mi boi li kloima. Mis fores de mishum hanoa de mota li yode teise kadaiti de pokes chusa. You think because of that, that's why I think pokes chusa? Hashtem meicheres tanusehi. There's another cheshbon over here. The reason she sold it, that's why I'm claiming by mecheres, is because she was forced to sell it. Danusi, salka da toi de pokes chusa. I still think, even though she was forced to sell it, I still have a havamine de pokes chusa. Umi boili, koshkein moicheles de loyanusa. That means that'll zicha be a shaila. That means, but I'm clearing by moicheres, there's a svore to say by moicheres, that since she was forced into this because of the dchak of Zuzi, she needs money, that's why she sold the ksube. So here, for some reason, there's a sfora to say she shouldn't lose because of this. That was she was forced into to sell the ksube. So she shouldn't lose the schus of ksubes benindichim. Mochala meya uchli beuchla. It's like makin oisa meya makis beretzue sheberoisha barzel kimin mashkoilis ktano sheshmo uchla. That means, here she was forced into it. So, there's a svore, since she was forced into it, that because of this, this should not be a reason that she should lose the ksuba. That is, that she should lose the ksuba of ksubas mnindichen. And mecheles, that's the shaila. Mecheles is zicher a shaila. That she might lose. That means Mechelos Zichem Omestav, not where you held Mechelos Zichem Omestav. Mechelos Zichem Shaila, she might lose. But I'm telling Afilum Mecheres, maybe she'll also lose, even though she was forced into the situation. Yeah. Omarove. So that was the Shaila. Omarove. Pshitoli, Mecheres ksuboso la'acherim, yesh lo ksubes b'nindichin. Maitayme zuzi onsua. Now this is a very difficult gemara to understand. Let us see what Rashi says. Mecheres ksuboso la'acherim, betoy v'sano. שאם נסעל מלו אוי נסגר שו, יתלו או לקוחס. ואם מייסו ירשנו ביילו, ומייסו ביושו ביילו. Now, if we wouldn't go further, let us clear such a shayla. What would we say in such a shayla? She sold her ksuba to someone else. Fine. That means that there's a chiyuv ksuba. If her husband will give her a get, so she sold it to Yankel, so Yankel will get the ksuba. If the husband, if she died first, so what's pshat? So then pshat is that Yankel doesn't have to pay the ksuba, Yankel's the lekech. Her husband doesn't have to pay the ksuba to Yankel. Why? Because he yashent her. So that is the normal din of ksubas b'din dichin. That's the chilik. If Yankel's gonna get the ksuba, if she's gonna get the ksuba, the only reason the husband does not get the ksuba now, the only reason the husband doesn't have to pay the ksuba is because of yashinto. So that's the halacha. If whatever you got through Yerusha goes over when you die to her children. So l'chayre, the Gemara, the Ritva asks this kasha, and the Ritva says, l'chayre, we don't have to say a new svara of Zuzi on Tzua. If she sold the ksuba l'achayrim, so Mamela, there's no legitimate reason to say why her children should not get the ksubas b'nindichin. That means he owed a ksuba, he wouldn't pay a tari, pay the ankle, fine. Now le maise, she died, so her husband yashin the ksuba. So automatically it should belong to the children. But Agamore says another word. Agamore says, my time is Zuzi on Tzua. Now let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Yesh leboner ksubes p'nindichin, dohoki lozevinte, if she wouldn't have sold it, nami yores lobal. If she wouldn't have sold it, nami yores lobal, the bal, would have yashened it. V'tikilo rabon an hashta nami legabe bal b'moicheres loy pokas chuso. That means the lechere, if she wouldn't have sold it, the bal would have yashened it. Kiloize vinte, if she wouldn't have sold it, nami yores labal. That means the bal only has the ksuba only mikoyach Yerusha. V'tikilo rabon an. In the Rabbanu Mesakin, whenever the Baal becomes a Bailim on the Ksube because of Yerusha, the Aloche is that it goes over to her children. The Tikkun Lo Rabbanu, Hash Tanami Legabi Baal B'Maycheres Leipokas Chusa. That means he's yashening the Ksube. Without her dying, he'd have to pay the ksuba. So he's yashening the ksuba. So that's the konas, ksubas b'nindichin, that whatever you yashen from her, when he dies, goes over to her children. So Rashi says, but there's a new svara. Ve'im mishum de hukal be'eineho lemoicho ולהפסיד אס בונהו אם נסערנו לו אוי נסגר שו. So now all of a sudden Rashi says there's a new factor over here. That means you're worried about the Einiklach, and the mother died, and now look what she did. But what would be if the husband would have given her a get? What would happen? She sold the ksuba with the nadlum, with alagutazachin, she sold it to this Yankel. And what's gonna be with the eniklach? Gornish mit gornish. She sold it. That means like this, the Rashi means to say like this. The whole lomnus of ksubas b'dinichin is, that means if she would have gotten a get, or the husband would have died, so it would have remained in the family. Now the her father doesn't want to give it up. What'll be if she'll die? But if so, we have to ensure it'll still remain in the family. But if she went and sold the ksuba b'chayeho, So that maid, afilu, if her husband will give her a getter, the husband will die. It still won't remain in the family. So all of a sudden, when she dies, now, it has to remain in the family. She sold it. So, and that is a svare, Zuzi Yansua. That means, the Ritva mentions a svare of knas, we should have constant, I don't know klor what this word is, but there's a svare of hukel beineo le moicho la havse des boneo, im nisam lo in isgarsha, and this should be a reason that we should not say that the Yoshim should, her son should Yarshin the Ksube. No, you can't. Zuzi Yansua, Shehutzrachalem, she needed the money. So that is not a Sibe to be Mafkia, that what she, Biyodayim, took away the Ksube from her children. If she'll get a get, or if her husband will die, that's nothing. That's Zuzi Yansua. So that's Pshat in the Gemara. So, Pshitali, Mecheres Ksubos Olacheirim, Yesh Lo Ksubis Benin Dichen, my time Zuzi Yansua. Mecheres Ksubos Olabailo, if she was Meichel, the Ksubit, her husband, and Ein Lo Ksubis Benin Dichen, my time Achuli Achilosa, Fakert, she was meichel to him the ksube. So it comes out, we don't say that he got the ksube through Yerusha. Pshat is, he doesn't know her a ksube. So now, he doesn't know her a ksube, so then all the children are shove it. The whole din of ksubes nenichen is, if he got through Yerusha the ksube, achul achilosa, v'nekel. No, he Rashi says, oh, I'm sorry. V'nekel beinel lahavsid boneo miksubos achinam. No, I'm sorry. Here Rashi says another svara. There was v'nekel beinel lahavsid boneo miksubos achinam. There was no hechech whatsoever. So then taka, they don't have a ksubit. That means if she didn't care, and she did a pu'ula to be mafkia, the ksubit from her bonim, then the zichan odin of ksubis blindichin. That is also poshut. Mecheles ksubos lebayla ein lo ksubis bendichin. My time achule chilosa. Boi rove, mecheles ksubos lebayla. What is the din if she sold the ksuba lebayla? Ki mecheles la acherim domi, and there is a ksubis bendichin. Oi ki mecheles lebayla domi, and there's no ksubis bendichin. Bosa the boy or the poshta, mecheres ksuba labailak, mecheres rachelim domi, and there is a din of ksubis benedichim. Now let us see Rashi, mecheres labailak, namitoyves ano ba'alme, dovemuit, sharei im meiso yosha, so he's only paying a dovemuit, veini loikech mimeno, the whole transaction is, elo she im meis hu. If he dies, loy tigve, varei loy meis, he didn't die. Uboli de Yerusha, so memele, hilkach kemecheres lacherem domi. So lemeise, it's like mecheres lacherem domi. I mean, lemeise, he got it through Yerusha. He only purchased it on the tzad that he gives her a get. On the tzad that she dies, he didn't purchase it. So on that tzad, so now that she died, so he yashin from her the ksube, so lemaise, there should be the ksubis b'dindichim. Oy kemaycheles lebaila dami. So, or here it's like maycheles. Hoyel ubiyodoi aksube, since it was biyodi to begin with, v'hukal beineho lahachlito. So here this episode svore that there's a so hukal beineho lahachlito. So here this episode svore that they should lose out, and afopike the Gemara says that they don't lose out. Mustama, we say onse de zuzi. So we may well there's no din of hukol beinel.